less than a week away from your big motorcycle class. You getting ready?
I am. You know, I've been taking my online motorcycle class that you have to take before you go into to the actual class.
Okay, so like just a
It's like a prerequisite kind of thing. Well, okay. I mean, it's 5 hours of online content.
Okay.
And you take like a section for 20 minutes where you watch.
Okay.
And then they quiz you at the end. And you got to get 8 out of 10 correct, or you got to go back and relook at stuff.
So this is, they're not messing around.
Yeah.
Like they want to make sure you got it.
Yeah, so last night, one of the quizzes I took 3 times. So I was like, okay, maybe
this sounds
I need
like how
to,
I would be. I
to think. Really focus here. I got a motorcycle quiz question for you.
Okay. Is this from your gleanings from the videos?
It's like the one thing I learned from my hour and a half I've taken so far. In the lane, okay?
Okay.
The motorcycle is riding in.
Uh-huh.
Is it safe to be on the left side of the lane, the middle lane, or the right side of the lane? Where's the best spot to be?
Where you should be driving.
Yeah, your motorcycle.
Now, there motorcyclist.
Are reasons to switch positions.
Okay.
But what's the safest spot to be?
Okay. So first of all, I have no idea. I'm not, because I don't. But I'm trying to think in my head when I've seen motorcyclists.
Mm-hmm.
It feels to me like they tend to drive closer to the middle the middle lane. So what would that be? The left, I guess, towards the center.
Yeah. Okay. Are you talking about in like a two-lane road or like a three-lane?
Yeah, okay, something like that. Mm-hmm. It feels to me like they tend to be a little bit closer to the center, even though I'm like, I don't know, that doesn't seem like you got oncoming traffic on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it would be safer to be more towards the shoulder, but I feel like I will see them over towards the middle.
Like the middle of the road. Are you saying like where the white dashes are?
Yeah, exactly. So that'd be what, the left when you're driving. But then the middle feels like that's a good idea too. Okay. Stab in the dark. I'm going to go with what I feel like I see.
Okay.
That they're on the left side.
Okay, which would be like the middle of the two lane, like the where the dashes are.
Right, near the dashes.
Okay. Well, you're incorrect.
Okay. Where is the safest place?
So your lane, you divided into threes, into thirds. You had the left, middle, and right. And so you want to be in the middle of
That makes the most logic.
The lane. Yeah, but you also do change positions for certain reasons. Maybe there's something happening on the right side, like that you might be approaching, or you do have oncoming traffic that's a little too close, maybe a big truck, and you move over a little bit to the right lane. But the safest spot is the middle.
Okay.
And you should always be looking ahead for an escape route because people aren't paying attention. So if someone turns out, you need to be looking ahead for where you would go.
See? My wife should probably become a motorcyclist. She's always looking for escape routes.
Yeah.
She's like always aware of, okay, how do we do this? She's like a natural, I guess. That's interesting. Okay. Yeah. So, but I don't feel like they drive in the middle all the time.
Well, they don't all the time. And there's always, I didn't realize how aware you have to be. You have to ride like you're invisible because you kind of are to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so I can see you
that.
Really have to be paying attention to your surroundings, looking way ahead. And knowing where you're going to go, which is all new to me.
Okay.
In the sense of I'm never paying attention to my surroundings. I don't know.
This is everything.
My next step on when I'm walking.
Completely natural.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Ready for some good news?
We are too.
Here's your positive difference story of the day.
Okay, Mark, there's this swimmer. He's a diver. He's a pro at doing this, okay? His name is Adam Walker, and this is in the Cook Strait of New Zealand.
Okay, sounds beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful place. I've never been to New Zealand. I've always wanted to go.
I know, but just saying it, you're like, it's got to be gorgeous.
Yeah, and as a diver, you know, he's created a pretty good bond with the sea life, the sea creatures, the dolphins. They're all
he's
like,
out there all the time?
Yeah, swimming by. They're like, what's up, bro? A lot of family time underwater,
Okay.
Well, one particular swim, he's going 26 kilometers, which is like, I think, 15 miles, maybe.
What's okay.
26 times 0.6. That's 15.6 miles, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
quite a sweat.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, he has people in kayaks, like around, just watching him, making sure he's okay, because it's a big deal. Well, he spots a huge great white shark coming towards him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And everyone's kind of panicking a little bit. And the next thing you know, a bunch of dolphins, a pod of dolphins, come flying over and surround him.
Like to protect him?
To protect him. Yeah, the video's phenomenal. You can look it up. It's Adam Walker. Just Google dolphins surrounding man to protect him.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they surround him to protect him while he swims and basically save his life. And, and later, just reading a little bit more, that is a common strategy of defense for dolphins. They'll do that to protect certain people, to protect each other, because they look giant, right? They all get together.
Yeah. It's more intimidating.
Yeah, and I just thought, wow, how incredible is that? And it's a reminder, too, that we are all creatures of God, and we're all kind of together in this big scheme.
It's a little picture, I think, of how God wants us as humans to be, too. Because I was reading the other day, actually, about elephants. They do the same thing.
Okay.
Like, if they could protect their little young, they do. They all kind of back in and circle around them, the mama elephants. So there's a little picture of like, hey, don't do this alone. Like, circle up and let's protect.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and that's how we could be as humans for each other, right?
So I guess he's okay, right? The dolphins did their thing.
Yeah, they did their thing. He continued the swim.
The great white was like, no.
Yeah, he was like, I'm out. I can't hang with you guys. I'm out. So he swam away. Adam finished his swim, and the dolphins all high-fived each other as they are high-finned. Each other as they swim away.
And dolphins are pretty amazing. I mean, they're crazy smart. They're amazing animals. But what a good reminder for the rest of us today, too. Love that. That is our positive, different story of the day.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Mark, you know I'm in the throes of spring season baseball. Mm-hmm.
Baseball season.
Yeah, and I say I'm in the throes because I'm in an internal battle every single game. Part of it, me being a former coach, and I grew up playing sports, I feel like I see a lot on the field that's happening that needs to be corrected or fixed, and I always hold back, right? I don't say anything. I'm just like, the coaches, you guys do your thing. And I know what it's like to be a coach and have parents, have everyone giving their feedback.
Parent coaches.
Yeah, in multiple ways. And so I just try and hold back. And there was a mom this past weekend. We were at a baseball tournament, and she had said something to me like, you know, are you Christy? Like, you do the morning show? And I said, yeah, and I really have to watch what I say when I'm out here. Because of that, but really because
it's like
of Jesus,
accountability.
Really because of Jesus, definitely an opportunity to grow in my walk with the Lord. A lot of prayers happening before I walk out to cheer on my son. Okay, and the umps, right? Yeah. I'm praying for the umps
a
lot.
Baseball can be tough.
It is tough, and my son, he plays catcher, so I'm right there. In like front row, behind catcher.
Yeah, you're watching everything.
I'm watching everything. I'm watching every play. I'm videoing a lot and all of that. So I'm very, very involved. And I really do. I have to hold back.
Yeah.
A lot.
Often.
And I was thinking, I was like, is this what it's like for other moms? Let's say your child is in band. Like if they're up there playing, are you holding back? Or are you just enjoying the moment? I'm enjoying the moment too. Or a piano recital. Is this like, are you on the edge of your seat? And if, you know, or if someone's getting judged for some kind of competition, it could be a dance competition. Yeah. Like, are you having to hold back?
That's a good question because
I don't know.
Because Mac's a pretty athletic kid, so you're a sports mom for a lot of events at least.
Yes, and we are in a lot of sports
events. That's a good question for other moms. Like, is it intense if you're a band mom? Or a dance mom.
Spelling bee mom. I'm serious. Is it intense?
And then what do you do? Like, how do you manage that?
Yeah.
Because you can't just burst out in some of those places. That's a good question. Is it only a sports mom thing or for moms that are in a, kids other that have other interests and activities?
Art mom. Is maybe it, your kid is in an art contest.
Do you
What's
to,
that look like?
Do you have to hold back saying anything? Thoughts?
Yeah.
That's a fair question.
No.
I'd say let's put it out there this morning and see. If you want to join the conversation, moms, we want to know. Especially if maybe your kids aren't the athletic type and they're into other things. Do you feel like those are like just as intense as, you know, these sports parents like Christy?
Yeah, I think they could be.
Having
I
mean, to hold it all in or try to hold it all in.
Yeah, maybe like your that. Kiddo's a karate kiddo, like a jujitsu or,
that could be
I don't
intense.
Know.
That could be. It's maybe. You could chime in if you want to join the conversation around the breakfast table this morning. Call or text us 1-800-909-KLRC. That's 800-909-5572.
And if you are intense at whatever event it is, I want to know your strategy too. How you hold back in that piano recital
because you don't want to be that parent.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 800-909-KLRC.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
You know, Mark, we've been talking a little bit about baseball this morning, about my son and me having to like hold back and my emotions and just
be that. So you don't become that parent.
Be the self-controlled parent.
Right.
And earlier in the week, we were reading a Devo, my son and I. We do this at night a lot of times. And it was about fruit of the spirit. Self-control is one of those. And another thing that's kind of been going on in our house, a discussion, is just about like not cheating yourself. You know, when you don't give it all, your all, then you're cheating yourself and you're cheating yourself out of lots of growth. It could be wisdom. It could be strength. It could be there are all kinds of different areas.
Yeah.
Brain power, whatever subject you're in. And one of the things that sparked it was I went to a celebration of life. A friend of mine, her husband passed away, and I went Saturday morning before Max baseball games to go to this. And I was listening to the mom of the gentleman who passed away. Mm. And she was just sharing just some touching stories about her son. And he's young, I mean, considerably young guy, and has a little 2-year-old and just really tragic loss. But one of the things that she was saying was that when he was a younger guy, like early teens, he would go mow lawns with his uncle.
Mm.
And he would come home and he would be so frustrated because he would be mad at his uncle because his uncle would say, that's good enough.
Hmm. And when they was like, not good enough?
Yeah, when they would finish like a yard or something. And he would be so mad because he knew that wasn't the best they could do.
Hmm.
But it's good enough.
Yeah.
Right? And so, of course, being the baseball mom that I am...
little opportunity.
Little
here.
Mini sermons started happening in our cars. You know, not Mac tries his hardest whenever he's playing. I'll give him that. He works hard and tries hard. But we were just talking about, do we want to be on the daily? Do we want to be just good enough, or do we want to be our best?
Mm.
And it's not God's not going to love us any less if we're just good enough. He's going to love us just as much as if we're giving our best. But it's about giving your best, not to cheat yourself. But we also want to give our best because we do want to glorify God in everything we do and honor him and the gifts that he's given us. And so it's just really been a thing in my heart and in my daily, you know, just work throughout my day. I just keep going, is this good enough or is this the best you can do, Christy? And not beating myself up if it's not. I'm not going to be able to be in perfection, best of mode 24/7.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something to think about.
It's the beauty where grace comes in, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Followers of Jesus are like, okay, hey, I'm not going to get it right all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't have to beat myself up over this. But yes, to shoot for, I actually just yesterday, which is interesting, you brought that up, saw this little video by the great theologian Matthew McConaughey. But he was talking about that of just, do you want to live your life basically knowing, hey, I poured my heart into it. I did it all. Or I just went after it halfway kind of thing. And he talked about you can't control the outcomes. You can't always control the situations. But if you know, hey, I poured myself into something, whether it's to this relationship, to this job, certainly into pursuing the things that God has for us to do, then you can at least put your head down at night and be like, okay, even if it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, I don't have the regret of wondering, what if I had actually put my heart into it?
Yeah.
All the way.
I mean, there is more satisfaction in that than halfway and getting the job done. It's just not satisfying. That's what I'm learning personally. But anyway, it's just something we've been thinking about and talking about.
It's a good mama lesson for all of us
in
there.
In our house.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
So you were sharing earlier about being at the ballpark Max Games and having to restrained mama, right? It's the
definitely
challenge.
A challenge, for sure.
That can be, right? Because calls get missed. Things don't happen the way you want. It can bring out literally the worst.
Yeah. It's like in us. My own kid messes up. Other kids mess up. The umpires mess up. And they've all got, they're not all going to play perfect games.
Right.
So I don't even know what I'm thinking over here. I'm just there to watch. I just enjoy the game, right?
Right.
Which I do enjoy the game. There's nothing more than watching my son play ball. And so it truly is a gift, and I'm super grateful. But there is, we've gotten several tips this morning about how to handle those moments. Uh-huh. And one mom said, I just pack a lot of suckers.
Just suck on those suckers.
She just sucks on suckers the whole game.
See, I thought I was past this now. Mm-hmm. Now that my kids are done playing high school sports, it's like, oh, okay. And then last night came. So I'm playing pickleball with my 18-year-old son at the health center. And he's flat out destroying me. Hitting shots out of his mind. And I'm a little competitive.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot.
You are a lot competitive, yeah.
And it's one of those, I'm a little older, a little slower. I'm like, it's okay if he beats me. I just need it to be somewhat close. I can't handle getting destroyed by him. And I'm like, I'm getting really frustrated.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, I was like, I'm going to have to literally learn how to play pickleball with a sucker in my mouth now. I don't know that that's safe or not. But it really did remind me in a humbling kind of way. And I know you and I were talking about this earlier. Like, you really do need to lean into Jesus. Like, whether it's to go play pickleball or to watch your kid at a baseball tournament or whatever, you can't just always muster it up on your own. Oh, I'm just going to try harder here. There's that reality of just, God, I need your spirit to help me. If I'm going to, like, in any way be a glimpse of self-control, kindness, joy, all those things, I need your spirit to do this. And it's really humbling to have to literally say, I need help here before we go do this.
Yeah. And I think perspective. I think when you do lean in, and God brings that perspective to you. I mean, that's like in those moments where I'll say, okay, God, I need you right now. I mean, I'm about to jump out of my skin about what just happened I need you, God. And it's like perspective. It's 11-year-old baseball. Mm-hmm. No one's going to remember the score.
Right.
We're learning, we're practicing, we're having fun out here. That's what it's all about. And these are memories. And so that's what leaning in does for me, because God does. He brings that perspective. And praise God, I have that tool in my tool belt.
Right, because if it's just up to us,
I know
I'm pretty hopeless.
Yeah, I would be sitting alone at every ball game. Yeah. I can guarantee you.
So. And I'm just down in suckers trying to play pickleball.
Praise God.
It's not going to work. Yes.
Fruit of the Spirit. Praise God.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
90.9 KLRC. It's Mandisa. I didn't get to see it, but I think American Idol was supposed to do kind of a tribute to her last night.
I didn't see it. Yeah.
Maybe somebody will tell us a little bit about it. If you didn't hear, she passed away last Thursday night. And it's been pretty amazing to see, even just in the just mainstream general world, how many people just want to celebrate her and honor her life, which is pretty awesome. It's 7:44 with Mark and Christy.
Happy birthday!
This is just so exciting.
Let's keep this party going.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey!
Happy birthday.
Time for the Marketplace Grill Birthday Bash. It's Tuesday, April 23rd.
And celebrating today, Addison McReynolds, the Big 8 in Gentry, and Jennifer Singh in Bella Vista having a birthday, as well as Talissa Otwell turning 34 in Bentonville, and Lauren and Lakin, mom and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren's 32, Lakin's 1 today. Henricks. Her last name in Tawny Town. So mother-daughter birthday, same
That's
day.
That's pretty cool. They get to share the same day. That's awesome. Evan Bradley Sauer celebrates today in Siloam Springs. Also Lauren Sewell in Siloam Springs. Isaac Stevens turned 6 today. And Olivia Grace Fuller turns 11 in Cave Springs today.
All right, happy birthday, everybody.
And the randomizers pick a winner for us. One of you gets a gift certificate to celebrate your birthday with our friends at the Marketplace Grill. And the randomizer has chosen for us Olivia Grace Fuller.
11 years old today. Happy birthday, Olivia.